If you have the most expensive thing, diamond, for example, you won't keep it on the drawing room, you won't keep it on the table, rather you keep it in the safe. The safe, it is called as kosha in Sanskrit. Kosha, locker. You keep it in the locker to protect that one. In body also, the most precious thing is the soul. Soul, it is hidden in the inner chamber and it is covered by various lockers. The pancha kosha, 5 lockers are there, within that one this is kept. Why it is not kept outside? Because it's so expensive. The outer, it's a security, 5 layers of security you had to pass through to get to that one. If the Prime Minister is there, Prime Minister has various levels of security around him or her. So is the pancha kosha, 5 layers is called as a security. The outer security in the Chandogya Upanishad beautifully talks about this security. Ahara shuddho sattva shuddhihi, sattva shuddho dhruva smritihi, smritir lambe sarva granti nam vipramokshaha. It is talking about ahara. Ahara means anna. Anna, annamaya kosha. Sattva, sattva shuddhi. Sattva means mind, manomaya kosha. Sarva granti nam, it is taking us to the vijnanamaya kosha, vipramokshaha, anandamaya kosha. Upanishad is talking about various levels of security. Outer body is a outer casing. It is only, it gives a outer casing. We are not the body. It is just a outer casing. The body, the various layers are there. Outer layer protects the inner layer. In turn, what inner layer does? Inner layer nourishes the outer layer. They go hand in hand. Annamaya kosha protects the pranamaya kosha. Annamaya kosha, the body, anna. Anna means the food. What we eat is called as anna. This body also is made up of the anna. Anna means earth and water element. What we eat is nothing but modification of earth and water. Body is made up of that one. That is why when a person dies, we put it back into the earth. This body is thrown back into the earth. It merges back. Within that one, what is called as pranamaya kosha, the breathing. It is made up of 3 components, made up of air, fire, air and ether elements, pranamaya kosha. It is prana, prana is 3 components are there. Prana is nourishes the body and links it to the mind. The manomaya kosha, the mind, another chamber. We have to go through. The mind has 3 components called as mana, buddhi and ahankara. Mana is untrained mind, not a trained mind, and very loose mind. And buddhi is a trained mind, refined mind. Ahankara, ego. Ego is, if the mind is not trained, ego takes our life for granted, makes us to fall down in the life and pulls us down. And when the mind is trained, buddhi is awakened, so ego gets inspired, leads an inspired life. In the Gayatri Mantra is nothing but prayer, may my mind be refined, so that my mind, may it not lead me astray. May the mind be trained, may the buddhi be awakened. Dhiyo yona prachodayat. May my mind be translated, refined, ordinary mind, dull mind, uninspiring mind, untrained mind, be trained to become a buddhi, so that I may it lead me on a right path. The it requires effort. The buddhi, buddhi is a trained mind. When the buddhi, when the person dies, what happens? The soul, our jiva, takes the ego, ahankara, along with that one. If the jiva, ego, is part of the, radiates the samskaras, if it is untrained, that ego is a mana. It takes only the junk along. That when the illumined souls, when the buddhi is awakened, the soul, ego, is a positive jiva, it goes into the higher world. It's a buddhi. When the buddhi is awakened, manomaya kosha, trained, it takes us to what is called as vijnanamaya kosha. Vijnanamaya kosha has two components called as chitta and chetana. Chitta means memory. Other day one student was saying that I have very weak mind. The moment I go home, I forget everything. And I don't remember yesterday's also. What yoga is talking about? Vijnanamaya kosha, memory. I have very weak memory. Why? My mind is never trained. It's full of junk. Full of junk. Only the mana level, my buddhi is not awakened. That is called as a chitta. Chitta is not there. So, I am only in the manomaya kosha and chitta. Chitta is not there. When you purify through the sadhana, your memory becomes sharp. You hear, whatever you hear, good things, you remember. And chetana, when you remember things, good things, whatever you heard, you are filled with energy. Chetana, a very lively person, very inspiring person. How chitta has awakened, sharp memory. And we should not remember unwanted things. Many people have regret in the as they getting older, I should not have done. What chitta is saying, you must remember only the good things. Chitta makes you to remember the good things. If the mind is not trained, you will have a lot of regrets along the life. Along the life, I teach in the aged care, people say there also, and I should not have done this one, I should not have done. They take the negative things along. What it is saying, positive thing. When you krato smara, kritam smara, krato smara, kritam smara. May I remember all the good things I have done in my life. In the last minute, I should finish, go, I should be proud of myself. God has had given me an opportunity. I utilize the time well. I am proud of my accomplishment. Oh God, please remember me, what I have done. Please remember all the good things I have done. May I also remember so that my resume is right, is ready. If when the time of performance review comes, I am ready. What I have done. And you also remember what I have done. It is the vijnanamaya kosha. Then it is beyond that one, another kosha. It is called as anandamaya kosha. Ananda, the nature of your jiva, the soul, is ananda. Because it is jiva, is in contact with the Supreme Lord. Supreme Lord, nature of the Lord is jnana ananda swarupa. This your soul also radiates that ananda. The immediate security around that one also is happy. Ananda, the security around, or ananda, bliss. We are not able to tap into ananda. Why? because Manomaya Kosha puts a bracket. Mind is not trained, it is not allowing us to go within to experience. Everyone is seeking happiness, so I can't tap into happiness inside. What I will do, through Annamaya Kosha, I go out. Party, this party, that party, I call people for yoga conference, you come. Sorry, I am not coming. Mind is not letting. Mind has put a shield, though prompted. It is not letting me. I want to do, but mind is saying, sorry, take excuse. Manomaya Kosha, it is not allowing me to go deep within to experience the Ananda. Ananda, I am going out. When I am going out, I pick up something, bit of happiness and regret. Bit of happiness, regret. I am never happy experiencing outside. What yoga says, go within. And Patanjali in the Yoga Sutra talks about this one. Tada drashtu sarupe avasthanam. One who has gone within, tasted the nectar of happiness. Abide by that one. That person abides by that one. I have tasted that one. I need not have to go out to seek out happiness, because what I can experience outside, much more I have experienced within. Tada drashtu sarupe avasthanam. One who has experienced this, that one knows the swabhava of oneself. When I experienced, however tempting is the outer world, I won't be tempted by other swabhavas, other prompts, because what I have experienced is a real one. I have experienced outer things. No, it is not possible. How to do that one? How to transcend, convert your mana into buddhi? You have to have the self-effort is required. You have to have effort, and you should have an inspirer in your life. Motivated. You should get motivated. You should have a teacher in your life. Trust in God. That when it's there, you will transcend mana into buddhi. It will go into Anandamaya Kosha. Anandamaya Kosha, Sri Krishna in Bhagavad Gita says, once you are experiencing that one, then how your life is, yunjannevam tadatma sadatmanam yogi vigata kalmashah sukena brahma samsparsha atyantam sukamashnute. Through the purification, if I want to travel deeper, I have to purify myself. When I start purifying myself, vigata kalmashaha, purified, sukena, I experience the happiness. How the experience? It is the God's grace. Brahma samsparsha, one revels within in immense atyantam. Anta means end. Outside happiness has a beginning and end. Atyantam means no end. Lasting happiness. Bliss. Atyantam sukham ashnute. One revels within, enjoys that one. What it is talking about, the tada drashtu sarupe. Discover what you stand for. Discover not to blindly carried away by the social media, by advertising and what your friends are saying. Come, enjoy this party. Come that party. Yoga says, Lord Shri Krishna says, you don't know who you are. You don't know what you stand for. Discover that one. Understand yourself. When you understand, you become very strong in your life. You will become a source of inspiration, the panchakosha, not to play the game, only the outer game. Experience, there is an inner world, is much bigger than the outer world. Experience, and yoga is talking about taking us to the inner world. Once you are reveled within, whatever you do outside, it will be a celebration. Lie down.